This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, folks. Hope you're having a great Friday morning. Such a beautiful day. We've had a beautiful week this week as well, and I can't think of a better way to end this week than being right here at the Hyatt Regency for the 2025 annual luncheon put on by Greater New Orleans, Inc. This year, it is about being in the zone, as they put it, and we want to thank them for the opportunity to visit with them today live from their annual luncheon. Just wanted to say a few things. G&O Inc. has proven itself to be incredibly relevant in this city, and they've proven that over and over and over again. And during the course of the broadcast today, we're going to reveal a number of statistics, a number of accolades that they've received from others that look at economic development organizations and kind of rate them. We are very fortunate to have G&O Inc. and so many other great organizations working together in collaboration with one another to make this place that we call home a safe place to live, work, and raise a family. I say that all the time. It is cliche, but it is so true. So we are joined by the outgoing chair, Chris Kane, who is a lawyer with Adams & Reese, and Leah Brown, who is the incoming chair and works for Chevron. And Leah and Chris have been on the show several times already. Folks, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Now, I know you guys are earn a lot of money doing what y'all doing with G&O Inc. And I also know that you have some very understanding bosses back at the shop, so to speak, because y'all been busy. It's been busy.
It has been busy, and you know, to your point, both Leah and myself and all the other sponsors and volunteers that put G&O Inc. together, it takes a lot of resources, and certainly our time, and I've enjoyed the last year thoroughly. The year didn't necessarily start end the way I thought it was going to start off with our involvement in the Super Bowl, but having that opportunity and being able to provide the volunteer hours and efforts really pays off for me personally.
Yeah, Chris is right. It's definitely a labor of love. It takes a lot of time and energy. And while, you know, he's outgoing chair, I'm incoming, there are a lot of companies that support G&O Inc., and so we're very appreciative. It's not just us. You know, it takes the Oshners and the Entergies, the Shells and the other companies of the world to ensure that we have the funding to do what we need to do for our region and for our city.
And Leah, I had to chuckle because I was asking Chris, you know, about being the outgoing chair and smiling and you being the incoming chair. And he said right away, he goes, well, Lee has been very much involved for the last 3 months of this past year because, unfortunately, fortunately, there were a lot of things to handle.
There was definitely no absence of work, and Michael has us all very well trained. So no one person has to carry all of the load. And though Chris is the outgoing chair, we fully expect that we will continue to lean on his sound counsel, both legal and otherwise. So he's really not going anywhere.
You're right. Yes. I've been there, done that. I understand. Chris, kind of a different year for GNO Inc., right? You guys involved yourself in the preparations for the Super Bowl, the preparations for Taylor Swift. It started way back when, prioritizing really public works projects that were out there that were unfinished, and a really concerted effort bringing all the players together. And from what I'm told, a collaboration not seen here in a long time, quite frankly, and something to be, as an organization and as individuals, both of y'all, something to be very proud of.
Yeah, you know, this process for us getting involved in a Super Bowl started at the end of April of last year. Michael reached out to me, and it was one of those, you know, I had to reread the text a few times to make sure I understood exactly what it said. But basically,
are you crazy?
Yeah, the governor asked us to tackle about 550 infrastructure projects, and, you know, we're an economic development organization. So we took the challenge, and we said, okay, how do we do this? And Michael, of course, is a talent that our community is blessed to have. He took the leadership role. The staff at GNO Inc. did an incredible job. The board stepped up in each of their lanes. You know, Michael and the team in general, we don't have meetings to have meetings. When you leave a GNO Inc. meeting, one of the differences that from other organizations that I've been involved in, it is very clear what our action is and who's doing it, and you're held accountable to it, and things get done. So that's kind of how it played out.
Yeah. And I was saying off air to both of you guys, the organization and you individually should be very proud, because I get stopped on the street all the time, and I was saying probably 98 out of 100 times people really want GNO Inc. to stay in that lane, to stay in that role in the future. And they really want to hear more from you. And that's a testament to the success of bringing everybody together. I mean, I know it's not just GNO Inc. It's everybody working collaboratively together, to include the city, who did it, the city administration under LaToya Cantrell, who did a yeoman's job of providing, the assistance with Mr. His name just escaped me.
Jeff Threat.
Thank you. You know, and Michael sung his praises a lot during that period of time in the organization there. But really, the clamor is to stay in that lane.
Yeah, I'm glad you talked about the collaboration. What GNO has proven is that we can change outcomes. Whether you're talking about the work that happened on crime with the NOLA Coalition or the Super Bowl, you saw everyone come together and work to really ensure that we changed outcomes. And so the days of saying what we can't do should really be behind us. Again, the collaboration was really key in this. So the stand-up meetings that they had, the work by the city, Joe Threat, the hundreds of city workers who helped complete the projects. You know, often we don't think about the people who are out there actually doing the work. But it really took all of us pulling together to make this happen.
And it was, I remember one night I was in the warehouse district dining, and I'm walking in and the machines are coming down the street, right, to tear up the street. By the time I finished dinner, they were already laying asphalt at the opposite end of the street. I said, I don't think I've lived here my entire life almost. I said, I don't think I've ever seen this before.
But Newell, that needs to become our expectation.
Yeah.
If there's going to be a legacy from Super Bowl 59 for New Orleans, it's our hope and it's what we're going to be focused on. It was a demand from our board to GNO Inc., to the staff, to Michael, that when we leave the Super Bowl, we need to carry the same intensity that we're doing now beyond it. And that's, you know, to your point, that should become our expectation. We should be able to do infrastructure like ordinary folks can do infrastructure, and that's what I think we're going to do.
So, Chris, for you as outgoing chair, what was one of the proudest moments for you with GNO Inc.?
You know, obviously the Super Bowl was such a historic event and experience in the lineup with my tenure. I would have to say watching our board and staff meet that challenge, you know, rise to that occasion has been really what I'm most proud of. There's a lot of things that you get to see in the chairman seat, and one of what you were touching on, yeah, Michael has been a catalyst, but it's the Jay Ciceros, it's the Walt Jays. I mean, you can go down the list of incredibly talented people we have in New Orleans, and when we all work together, we can do something like we just did. And you're right, from Taylor Swift through Mardi Gras has been absolutely incredible. So, you know, one of my leaving messages, and I hope, again, the legacy of this is going to be, is let's treat everything like we just treated the Super Bowl. The same, we know the formula.
The same energy.
So how do we just take that and we say, okay, now we're going to focus on the Louisiana International Terminal, or we're going to focus on the energy sector and build on that.
And Leah, for you, Leah Brown, coming in as the incoming chair, I'm sure that you have thoughts in your mind about, you know, and things that you want to see GNO Inc. tackle.
Yes, definitely. So clearly energy, the space that I'm in, that's a very natural place for me to work. I'm reluctant to go out and say what I think I might do, because what history has proven is whatever the chair thinks they will tackle, sometimes you get a little bit of a curveball, and you welcome that opportunity.
That's a guarantee.
Sometimes or all the time.
Most of the time, you know, but for me, I was most proud, I think, Super Bowl day, to see the fruits of our labor, right? It was as if we were preparing for a big wedding for a million of our favorite friends. And so to see the pride that both individuals from the city as well as folks who were either returning or visiting for the first time had as they walked all over the city of New Orleans, and to look at all of the feedback that was coming in, whether it was tweets or things that were being mentioned, you know, on the news, it was just a really great feeling to see that, you know, we all pulled together and this was the outcome, and that GNO played a lead role in helping make this about more than just a game. You know, for everybody else, it's just a game. Yeah. But being the place that we are, we took it and turned it into something that was even more special.
Chris, looking back, what did you see, you know, when you were coming in to serve as chair, what you thought was one of the biggest challenges then, and now looking back, is it the same?
You know, it's My chairmanship really kind of broke into two different eras, pre-Super Bowl and then Super Bowl. You know, before the Super Bowl popped up, one of the things that we really were trying to tackle was to restructure LED in a way that would allow for Louisiana and New Orleans to be more competitive. At this time last year, it was a little bit earlier, but our former chairwoman, Secretary Bourgeois, has gone in and done that. So it was like, you know, we kept her in her chairmanship role, but just called her secretary. She went and took care of fixing LED, and then we went and worked on the Super Bowl and worked with everybody. So didn't see that coming. It was a unique experience, and I think one that will be unique in its own way. Yeah, Leah's going to have to figure out what exactly that we don't know yet is, because it's going to happen. But, you know, with her in the energy sector, we know that opportunity is right here.
What do you see as one of the biggest challenges coming in?
Well, I definitely see energy as a key opportunity for Louisiana. You know, we are an all-of-the-above kind of state. And so regardless of what type or form of energy you're talking about, traditional oil and gas, LNG, CCS, hydrogen, we are a place that believe in doing everything. You know, some places want to say we're either going to do this or that, and that's not who we are. So I definitely think we'll continue to be at the forefront of energy. And what else will come? Again, I'm reluctant to step out now. Now, STEM education I love.
Yes.
So, you know, anything that we can connect and do in that space, I'm fully leaning into it. And clearly, we always need folks to choose STEM careers, especially when you think of the workforce that's required in the energy sector. But, you know, we'll see.
I was kind of chuckling because we talked about curveballs. You know, the all-of-the-above approach to energy, I think, is the appropriate approach for what it's worth, in my opinion. But there have been headwinds that have been created here just within the last 90 days, right? And it's been kind of interesting about you know, we're going down these paths, and then all of a sudden, thing, you know, enormous are disappearing, or credits are disappearing. This is that, you know, the whole makeup of the industry is changing really quick. I mean, in a matter of 60 days, really. I mean, a lot of this has changed, which it's got to be kind of mind-numbing on at some level.
Yeah, that's a fair comment in that space. I guess what I would offer is what we know is that by 2050, energy demand will increase dramatically.
Right.
So we know that it's going to take all forms in order to support that demand. I know we'll probably see, you know, different kind of highs and lows in the space. Policy changes, headwinds. That's not anything new, right? You always see new, different administrations, shifts in policy, and so those opportunities and challenges are something that the sector has always weathered through, and so this is no different.
Got to be nimble, right?
That's right.
That's right.
And GNO Inc. has proven that over and over and over again, that they remain nimble.
Yeah, and look, one of the goals that we've had, we take on as an organization is to tackle what is right in front of us. Put the Super Bowl aside. Right now, we have a national property insurance crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We have, here locally, we have, you know, a business climate, tort reform-based type of a concern that you're starting to see really impact business. So those sorts of headwinds, as they arise, one of the things that GNO Inc. tries to do, and I think fits very well in, is get educated, figure out what the solutions are. You know, we spend a good amount of time in D.C. and in Baton Rouge with our legislative partners, and try to fix those solutions. And that, you have to stay, you know, nimble. We you know, on a national level, tariffs is a big concern to our international trade market here, and obviously the energy issues. But staying ahead of it is our best solution to it.
No, absolutely. We are very fortunate here in New Orleans. You know, all things considered, we probably would fall in that third tier of cities, you know, nationally. We definitely punch above our weight. But where we really punch above our weight are folks like yourself that are willing to give you the time and energy and sacrifice. It's a big sacrifice. People don't realize, you know, y'all are both young, you have families. I mean, it's a big sacrifice. You're busy enough in your day job, right? And to take on some of what has y'all have decided to attempt to tackle, and thankfully successfully more often than not, you know, it's just a testament to the quality of our community. We give a damn. We care about the place that we call home, you know. And
absolutely.
We're so used to fighting since Katrina. I mean, you know, it's like you can rope a dope us all you want. It doesn't matter. We're coming back, right?
That's right. Well, look, I've got a 14-year-old daughter, and you know, she's my life. I want her to see New Orleans and see that it's not just, you know, you can't just complain about a pothole. Be part of fixing it, right?
Right.
And I think that's what I love about our board and GNO Inc. in general. We see something and we go try to fix it. And again, for me to leave that impression and hopefully legacy behind for my daughter and for her to be able to stay here, raise a family, and that's how you that's economic development.
Yeah.
Not seeing folks have to leave the state to be successful, prosperous. We can do it here. And you're right, we care about this place a lot, and it shows in the work.
Yeah, so, you know, Chris mentioned his daughter. I also have a favorite only child. Economic development becomes real to you when those outward migration trends hit close to home, right? So my favorite only child just graduated, and her first job is in Houston, Texas. So as we're talking about things that we can do to ensure that we have a better quality of life, a better job market, more economic development, it's very personal when your own child is working in another state. And so the work that we do, yes, it does take a lot of time. It is a bit of a volunteer service, right? But we do it so that we can leave the place better than we found it. And so that one day, hopefully, our children will be able to graduate and they'll be able to have good opportunities right here at home.
Absolutely. Well, thank both of y'all. Congratulations. Chris, have a drink.
Amen. Amen to that.
Leah, Xanax is available somewhere.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
But no, truly, thank y'all so much for joining us today, and thank you for your commitment to not only the GNO Inc. as an organization, but GNO Inc. is a difference maker in our city. We're better for the efforts that y'all have brought forward, for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay with us. We are in the zone, folks, at the GNO Inc. 2025 annual luncheon, and we've got a great lineup for you today. And we're going to talk about a lot of different topics, about what's actually happening, what are the challenges, what are we looking at, how do we define the landscape that's out there. And our next guest is able to backfill on all of that. Grady Fitzpatrick, GNO Inc., Chief Business Development Officer. Grady, welcome to the show. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Noel. Appreciate you being here and giving us this airtime.
Well, thank you. Interesting year, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were a lot of different things leading up to the beginning of 2025. Talk to us about that.
Well, 2025 started out pretty interesting as well. But, you know, 2024 was a great year. It was a kind of a solid year focusing on our kind of foundational sectors. So overall, you know, with the business development wins, they're all partnerships, right? We work closely with LED. We work closely with our local EDO partners and our utilities. But, you know, Michael will talk about today, we've got about 13 to 14 business development wins kind of across the different parishes. That represents about $2 billion of investment and about 1,700 new and retained jobs. So, you know, the new jobs always come with a sort of a retention play as well for some of these projects. So, you know, it's diversifying across the parishes, which is great for us as a regional organization. You know, we go up to the North Shore and have some solid wins down there, and then across the river region and New Orleans and Jefferson and Plaquemines as well.
Let me stop you right there, because a lot of people don't really understand these numbers in context. So when you think about 1,700 in the region, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it truly is.
Yeah, and those are direct jobs.
Right.
So, I mean, I think as you understand, you know, you announce those jobs, and you'll see in press releases, direct, indirect,
right.
Induced. So with those jobs, and that's why manufacturing is, you know, a very key sector, because with manufacturing, you know, you need services, supply chain. So those job numbers really are twofold. I mean, I think we use multipliers on those direct jobs of manufacturing. It's probably three or four times that.
Right. And I just wanted to bring that up because people don't realize, I mean, our way to success is not going to be hitting home runs every day. It's going to be hitting base hits every day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, the big announcements you'll see, like that $2 billion, that represents, you know, two projects, really. You know, the rest are much smaller in terms of capital investment. And that's where that number is, you know, building that facility, the equipment that goes into that facility. So that's where you see the sort of the larger wins. But, you know, it, you look at some of the wins in the North Shore, you know, it's a food company, it's cold storage. You know, those are $20 million projects with 50 to 100 jobs. But, you know, that kind of helps the build out supply chains, too. We lack in cold storage. So a lot of the products coming into our ports, they're getting on a rail car or a truck and leaving. Right. And so, you know, a lot of that activity, and we'll see that, you know, with the new port terminal, is, you know, the ability to have more value-added manufacturing, more distribution centers, which really, like you said, they're kind of base hits, but they have these spillover effects into the economy.
I guess, you know, for you guys, it's all about momentum, right?
Completely. Completely. And that's where, you know, in the zone, and, you know, Michael will talk a lot about the Super Bowl, but that momentum, I think everyone would admit we needed a momentum shift a little bit. And we needed to be out in the more of the public eye. And that's what the Super Bowl, I think, was a little bit of a wake-up call for us internally, you know, locally, that, hey, we can do good things if we all come together. But, you know, most importantly, I think, from a global audience, people – I don't think we weren't really the hot city for a while, and I think that was the wake up call for everyone. It's like,
yeah, because back you on know the map. Your cheerleader group now is a lot bigger, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's hard to cheerlead if you're not stacking wins,
right? Right. exactly. I mean, so I actually left GNO Inc. for a couple of years and went to the private sector with a site selection firm and worked with a lot of global companies, and it's just amazing the brand Texas has. For a pro-business environment, you know, and, you know, really kind of overcoming that. And I was working, you know, I hadn't had any preference particularly, but, you know, you want to make sure they're getting the best deal as clients. And Texas just has such a strong brand.
So what are the qualities or characteristics that, you know, that are like the top five for them?
Well, yeah, it depends obviously on the project,
right.
But, you know, they want to know, they're not going to pay a lot in taxes, right? And so they see that no income tax. Access. So for international companies especially, the airport. Making sure there's a direct flight or, a, you know, kind of an easier path to get to that facility. Labor is obviously, you know, extremely important. And just from a sheer number size, right? They know Texas is big.
Right.
And so, you know, those are kind of the top three. And then there's, you know, logistics and connectivity. But those are, you know, They also want to, you know, they've got investors, they got a board. It's, oh, Texas, that's a little bit of a easy button. You're not going to get a lot of pushback,
right?
Because it's got such a strong brand.
Right.
And so, you know, for some of these other projects, you know, that need the river, that, you know, need our pipeline infrastructure, that's where we really shine.
Our rail infrastructure.
Yeah, and our rail
well.
Infrastructure. And our interstate, you know, we're connected I-55, 59, I-10. So
I-12.
We've got I-12. So we've got connectivity.
I-20.
Right. Across, you know, the entire southern United States. But it's getting that message out because Texas is just sort of the de facto. And that's where things like the Super Bowl become very important, even though it's not, you know, tied directly to business. Those business leaders are all, you know, in our city and,
right.
and reading about it and knowing, okay, New Orleans is kind of back.
You know, I was speaking with Leah and Chris, outgoing chair and incoming chair, about our ability to punch above our weight all the time. I mean, from a physical size perspective, mm-hmm. we're not that big.
No, I know.
You know,
yeah.
We're probably third tier.
Yeah,
city,
I mean, we're smaller,
right?
smaller than Houston as a state.
Yeah, yeah. Which that puts it in context,
right?
Yeah, to support what you were just saying.
Yeah. But you know, I think the ability for, you know, this new leadership at Louisiana Economic Development understands the need for that brand and marketing push, and that's what's exciting to us. Is, you know, being, I think their new slogan, like positioning to win, we've got to, and I think we do have that. Our workforce, when we get a company, I mean, they are very loyal workforce. They're obviously skilled. The retention rates are very high. And so it's getting those companies here, understanding the value proposition and talking to existing industry. And we don't lose a lot when we get a company that actually has us on a short list. When they come and they see, you know, they're going to want to, you know, talk to different companies, talk to the, you know, potential labor pools, talk to the 2 and the 4 year schools, and they really come away with a pretty positive impression. So, I mean, we obviously lose projects, but I think, you know, we're changing hearts and minds if we can get them here.
And I guess one of the challenges too for us is that we can't afford a hiccup, right?
No, I mean, exactly. I mean, we, and that's where a lot of our work comes in. You know, you see the announcement and you read about it. We've, you know, internally at GNO Inc. and working with our partners, you know, 70% of our work is making sure, you know, the right policies are in place. You know, so, you know, those incentives that they were promised are going to happen. You know, the tax policies, things like flood insurance, making sure we can try to reduce those costs. And then a ton of workforce. If we're promising them a talent pool, then we need to make sure we produce. Making sure.
All component parts of sometimes that really difficult word called stability.
Yeah, which is, you know, as we were talking about a little bit earlier, is it's a challenge. And that's kind of, if we can provide all of those, kind of what we call kind of wraparound services once that company is here. But you're exactly right. I mean, we can't afford, you know, a larger company that maybe is a global company that's talking and say, oh, it didn't work in Louisiana. And I think fortunately, you know, we haven't had a lot of those. We've had, you know, some companies, you know, in the tech sector, you know, maybe.
Well, the tech sector, let's be honest, that's probably the most difficult sector to continue to appease and satisfy over the life cycle of that company,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, so much is changing, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we had some great wins, then COVID happens and everyone starts working out of their house or working, you know, across the world or the, you know. So that it is a challenge. But we do have a strong value proposition around
absolutely.
Tech. We've got the most aggressive tax incentive in the country. And we've really modeled it after Canada and Quebec, and they're pulling back on theirs because they've been doing it for 40 years. That's the way incentives work.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, we're about 10 years into our cycle. And so there's an opportunity there. And the return to office, I think, will benefit us. And, again, that's where that quality of life and the Super Bowl. And
well, it definitely is going to reinvigorate downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we, like every other city, we've experienced the doldrums of the downturn.
Yes.
In so many different ways. I mean, the downstream implications of COVID.
It's amazing.
Will we ever be able to quantify it?
No. I mean, you know, everything from kids' education to you know, office environments. It's amazing how much it comes up. And that's that marker, right, that says, oh, yeah, well, pre-COVID. And, you know, New Orleans was, I mean, I think we thought maybe we'd have an opportunity, and I think we did with some remote workers, but that's hard to quantify, right?
Yeah.
You know?
It all is, very much so.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Grady Fitzpatrick, the GNO Inc. Chief Business Development Officer. We're broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency, the GNO Inc. annual luncheon in the zone. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. And it's a sellout crowd, Grady. What about 1,200 people? Tables are packed into that ballroom. I walked through it earlier this morning. It was pretty incredible. So let's finish out 2024, and we'll move to the 2025 landscape.
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight a couple projects. You know, I think I teased the $2 billion. And what we see a lot of growth along the river is, like, renewables. You know, we have an all-of-the-above energy strategy, so obviously the legacy industries. But everyone's in for, you know, renewable biofuels. So two big projects in St. John Parish. We had a tire recycling project, which was pretty exciting. And that's a $500 million project. They'll recycle tires into different renewable fuels. And then the big one is Woodland Biofuels. Michael's probably talked about that here, a carbon-negative natural gas plant. They're using bagasse, sugarcane, byproduct, as well as our agricultural products to create all different renewable fuels. So those are two I wanted to highlight. I did want to mention, I know DAQA, if you remember, you had Ben Wibberly on, the Brit, and you guys were having a great conversation.
Yeah, great conversation. He was a lot of fun.
he's a hoot. We met him years ago. We do a video game event every year. We bring in video game companies called GameFet, and Ben was one of our first attendees and became very close with him. And, you know, these projects take 6 years, or,
yeah,
you know, 5 years, whatever it is. And he put a facility, a DAQA. They do video game testing, play labs. I mean, it's a and they're right on UNO's campus at the beach. We met with him this week. They announced 25. You know, they're always, because it's client, like how much are they going to grow? They're already needing new space. They just announced in November they're going to expand their space at UNO The Beach. They're going to have about 100 jobs there. So, you know, things like that, again, like I mentioned, if we can get them here, and a lot of that is, you know, sort of test the market for, you know, obviously the industrial products or industrial projects are going to go through quite a lot of that due diligence on the site. But we're pretty excited when, like I said, you get a tech company here, just start hiring. Yeah. And a lot of these service companies, too, they need a North American presence. Mm-hmm. They can't just outsource everything. So that's another advantage for us in that space, is their clients want them. That's a benefit of COVID, is you want more facilities sort of on the service side to be U.S.-based.
It's amazing how much of this is still based on a relationship. Mm-hmm. When you talk about him developing that relationship, hey, I think he calls New Orleans his favorite city in the United States of America.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that's compelling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and he's out. So we were at a conference. I was with LED last week. He's introduced, you know, that's how business development works. He's introducing us to companies. I'd say three meetings were because Ben has been talking about what a great experience he has. Kind of like the wraparound services, right? Mm-hmm. They've had great experience with our universities. They're finding the talent. And it's about half the price if they were to do it in other parts of the country.
In other parts of the country. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So
2025 is going to be an interesting year, I suspect.
Yeah.
We're already almost three complete months into it.
That's what we were, you know, the January between snow and, you know, the unfortunate incident, you know, on New Year's and then Super Bowl and Mardi Gras. And we've been, it's our kind of our busy season is a lot of the conferences take place, you know, end of February and March and some of April. So we've been at, and Michael will talk about this as well, a CERAWeek, which is a massive global energy show. And we partnered with LED and other partners to have a big presence, Louisiana Future Energy. That's something we have not done as a state to really put the flag in the ground. We're, you know, this is what a target sector we're going to go after.
And I love the fact that y'all did it in Houston.
Yeah. Well, I caught the Houston people, you know, were mingling around our booth, and I called them out on it. It was pretty funny. I mean, I know some of them, but that's, you go to some of these conferences and you get every state, right? Or, you know, key states. This was pretty exciting. It was Houston, who we've sort of modeled some of our activity after, and then, Louisiana. And in the traffic going through that booth, and, you know, Secretary Bourgeois was in the booth. We had Secretary Bray in the booth. We had, you know, very high-level state folks. They were on panels. Michael was, as you can imagine, on the speaking circuit. But that stuff really matters. And so that was exciting. And then I was just at a video game conference this week. That industry is looking to change quite a bit. Like I mentioned, the Quebec incentives going away. Because we put in those relationships, because we've, you know, had a presence at these conferences, you start to dispel these myths. And they want continuity, too.
Right.
They want
to
know, okay, Grady's been doing this for a certain amount of years. I know I'm going to get the service I need, you know, from he's going to make those partnerships. You validated sort of the services through other wins.
It highlights, though, the importance of GNO Inc.'s stability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's the importance, and you know, thanks for the setup, but you know, the continuity of states are going to change because they just naturally, right? You're going to have new elected officials.
The process.
They're going to want their people in those positions, and that's great. But yeah, it's incumbent upon, you know, these sort of, you know, NGO, non-government organizations, and then that's really the model across the country. And I think, you know, we have strong regional groups. Our, you know, partner organizations across the state, the regional groups, Baton Rouge Area Chamber and Northeast Louisiana, I mean, they're all strong and have really great leadership. And we work well together, which is one of our competitive advantages. You know, you get a Texas, they're very local. Like when you get a project coming into Texas, the locals have the incentives, which is, you know, there's some advantages to that, but they're also competing constantly.
Right.
You know, we work very closely with all of our partners, especially, you know, Baton Rouge just being next door. I mean, if a project's looking in St. John Parish, they're surely looking in Ascension Parish.
Sure.
But, you know, from that prospect standpoint, they just want that continuity and
Yeah, you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face either, right?
And like you were talking about, those indirect jobs, well, you know, for a large project, that whole surrounding area is going
to sometimes it's actually better to be on the periphery than to be in the center,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. So, it brings a lot of opportunities. And that's where, talking about 2025 with, a lot of these new projects along the river in carbon capture, I mean, you talk to industry, that's really the Louisiana advantage right now is, our logistical infrastructure, our pipeline infrastructure, and the carbon capture. That Woodland Biofuels project, he laid it out really well in his press conference to say it's the workforce, it's the logistics, but it's also our geology around the carbon capture, which brings, it's not just carbon capture, it's utilization of that carbon dioxide as well, which will attract other businesses.
I am totally intrigued by, that right now as to where this ultimately ends up.
Yeah, yeah. And you talk to industry, I mean, they are bullish. And a lot of that, when we were at the conference that I mentioned, it's people talking about carbon capture.
Well, Grady, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on a great 2024 and already a very busy 2025. We appreciate you joining us today.
Yep.
Have a great luncheon today.
Thanks so much, Neil. I appreciate it.
All righty. Grady Fitzpatrick, GNO Inc., Chief Business Development Officer. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. When we come back after the top of the hour news break, we're going to sit down with Jay Monroe, Executive Chairman of the Board of Directors of Global Star. They just had a recent announcement of a huge expansion on the North Shore. They are all about low Earth orbit satellite systems. And we'll be talking with Jay when we return. So stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.